What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Small State Big Takes, presented by House Enterprise. We have a message from our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whether it's a college football bet, an NFL bet, or all types of sports bets, the DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. If you use the code SSBT and bet $5, you can instantly score up to $200 in bonus bets. Listen to the episode to hear more information about this DraftKings promo, but if you're a new customer, head on down to the DraftKings Sportsbook, use the code SSBT, and instantly score those bonus bets. Enjoy the episode, and remember, the house always wins.
Welcome back to Small State of Big Takes, episode 272. Steve Scott told us to start it, so who knows when he's going to come. But for now, we have Josh's return off his little hiatus, whatever you want to call it. Gilly, preoccupied. So for now, it's just you and me, bud.
It is good to be back. Finally, as I told you before the podcast, I had to stay up five consecutive nights past 11 o'clock just to be comfortable to stay up. So I'm in prime form. This is good.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the days where you were staying up till four. Now look at you can't make it past seven.
Literally cannot make it. I'm in bed by 7:15 on 90% of the nights now. So
what a time!
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. That's what being a dad will do. That's what working two jobs will do. It just does it to you.
Yeah, I'll take your word on both of those things.
Well, what's happened, though?
I was going to say, pretty eventful week to come back. I know we kind of released an episode later in the week last week with Steve, Gilly, and myself on Friday. Quite a banger, if I do say so myself. A little double epi, little double Zoom link pod since it's been a while. But even since then, a lot has happened. We speculated a lot. Just in general, first things first, thoughts on Chaim Bloom going to the Cardinals.
I think it's very interesting because it's an advisor role, right? Yeah. So he's not in a complete position of power, which I think is completely interesting after being with the Red Sox and having all the power that he did. I didn't think he would immediately take a backseat somewhere. That's my instant reaction.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he was going to go to a place like the Angels where they're looking to rebuild and he can just go draft and build a farm. But the Cardinals are always going to compete. So,
yeah. I mean, they're a great baseball city. And it doesn't surprise me that he stayed in a traditional, I guess I'll call it, market. You know what I mean? Those teams that are always active in the baseball realm.
But yeah, I'd say the Cardinals are one of the more active and just they're always in it team.
Yeah. Me too. What up? Joshy Pods, what the fuck's good, bro?
What's up, dude?
Dude, nice to see you. What's going on around here?
Not too much. We're just catching up. He asked me about Chaim Bloom.
How you feeling about that?
I just said I was a little surprised he took a back seat.
What? Why? Is his job different now?
Yeah, he's an advisor. He's Tony La Russa 2.0.
Huh? I thought he was baseball operations again, no?
Advisor, too.
Wow. You couldn't quit, huh? You couldn't give it a little time off, huh?
I know, right?
Just take a summer, watch some baseball at home. Live your life, you know? Vibe out for once.
That's a real Steve take.
Just pop a gummy. Just sit back.
Just don't make millions of dollars. Just don't do
it. Yeah, fuck money. It's not about money anymore. It's about vibes.
Baseball should be about vibes.
It should be. You know, when it boils down to it, it really is.
You need good vibes and the power of friendship, baby.
That's all you need. Everybody's got the talent to be there. The vibes is what, you know, the Padres, bad vibes, bad team, best talent, no vibes.
Great on paper. Fantastic great team on paper.
Should have won every World Series for the next 10 years, but vibes, horrific. even a good coach.
Now, how does the vibe translate to you, Steve, with the Dodgers? Because this is the greatest team ever put together, I think. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I know that's happened since I've have not been on. You know, Yamamoto and Otani. Like, I haven't even been on since then. So I just want to say, I know I tweet a little bit when I can, but Otani is blasphemy. I think it's horrible for baseball.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
I do have to admit, your Twitter game's been up and up lately.
Well, because I have no other way to speak. So I fall asleep by 7.
And even though it's mostly just anti-Arthur Smith propaganda, I'm still here for it.
Yeah, well, thank goodness that is over. I've waited at least minimum 6 weeks for that to happen. But, you know, Arthur Blank is just a dude that likes to see things through, and I get it. Like, he is. I don't want to take too much time with the stupid Atlanta Falcons going 7-10 the last 3 years.
Dude, pop off.
No, it's just, it is what it is. You know, I think it was just icing on the cake that he motherfucked Dennis Allen off the field the other day.
Like, that's how it ends.
Yeah, like, kudos, because now you're just a fucking grade A asshole. So, on top of everybody wanted you gone anyway.
What a legacy to leave behind, you know?
Yeah.
Just on top of it all, fuck you to the opposing head coach, like, even though you sucked this whole time.
One of the greatest Falcons teams ever. Like, these past 3 years, just in general, right? I mean, we had the whole Calvin Ridley problem, and that blew over. We got Kyle Pitts, drafted Drake London, and we just still can't do it. Can't do it. It's just 8-8, 7-10, like the good old 8-8 days, 7-10, whatever you want. It's a 500 football team forever and ever, and that's just how we love it.
And what really sucks is, like, the division was totally there for the taking this year.
You think about it, they win the Tampa game in Atlanta, they win against the Panthers, there's no question.
Yes.
And that's a one score game on both ends. I mean, granted, the weather was horrible in the Carolina game, but that game, I don't know how you don't just run the ball. Run the fucking ball. They probably had 90% passing in the worst possible weather. Like, I can't stand it. I just don't understand where this dude's mindset was being a head coach and calling the plays, because, like, he did everything opposite of what he should have done.
You know what? I know where his mindset was. It was, I need to feed Jonnu Smith.
It was there. And then on top of it all, you know, you draft Bijan Robinson, and he's one of the best talents, I think, that the game has seen in the past couple of years come out of a draft. And you don't fucking use him.
You know what's, not at all. You know what's crazy? Tyler Allgeier, very good running back.
Very good.
Great running back room over there in Atlanta. His rookie year, obviously last year, not this year, almost 1,100 rushing yards. Bijan this year, under 1,000. That's just hilarious.
Yep.
And you know what? There's one thing Arthur Smith excelled at, and that was getting Jonnu Smith the football no matter where he was, even back when he was in Tennessee. Found a way to get Jonnu Smith the football.
Love Jonnu Smith, but
not the right guy to be the central piece of an offense have 9 other first-round draft picks to choose from.
It's got the potential to be quite an NFL offseason. I think we're going to see a lot of moving quarterbacks, a lot of moving coaches, all of a sudden – excuse me, Mike Vrabel kind of saying he's kind of done in Tennessee. We still don't have an affirmative action on where the Patriots are going, but one thing is for certain is that Bill Belichick is coaching somewhere next year.
Mm-hmm.
Just not exactly confirmed where at this point, although it seems, you know, he said a couple of interesting things today, like, he's willing to step back from his GM role, which I thought was very interesting. Not only a message to Robert Kraft, but a message to other teams who like their GM and are looking for a head coach.
Correct. I think that is the take. Because people are like, well, why would he relinquish his role? Well, in any type of trade scenario, Bill Belichick now has the power to do whatever he wants, right? So if he was tied to just being a GM, no team has to take that into consideration. Not one. So I think that's a great thing to point out. And then two, I don't want him. I don't want him. So Falcons fans, don't start that train, please. And I also, this is what I think. And I hate to harp on the Falcons again, but they're gonna sign Ron Rivera, and I don't want it to happen.
Oh, you think? I don't know, dude.
It's gonna happen. I think it's going. Really? I think it's inevitable. Yeah, unfortunately, I think they are done with the like side conversation coaches, and there's just not enough out there. There's just not enough. I mean, unless they.
I like Ron Rivera in general. I think he was underrated in Carolina. But I don't know, man. That Washington team throughout the year was really bad, and on paper they were not that bad. I don't think he did a very good job there, obviously, and unfortunately. But I'd be pretty shocked if Ron Rivera gets another head coaching job right away, to be honest with you.
I agree, but I just have this bad feeling that it's going to be the Falcons. I just think it's going to happen. Interesting. I don't know why.
I can see that too. No doubt. For real. I can definitely see that. And just continue the mediocrity. Just keep the mediocre bullshit going. A couple more years, a couple more years of frustration.
Yeah, it's just Falcons. Yeah. It's just Falcons.
It would be a Falcons move for sure. Actually, you know, it would be the most Falcons move is hiring Dan Quinn again.
No, please, God. No.
Bring him back.
I think I would boycott a season. I don't know if I could do it. I don't think I could do it.
Dan Quinn's one of those guys, you just want him as a coordinator.
Yeah, he's just great at what he does. Kind of like Josh McDaniels.
Exactly.
Speaking of, what do you guys take from him being in the box the other night? Does that worry you guys or what?
No, I think he was there for Slater.
Yeah, you think so? Just to like see him ride
off.
But
also, I don't know, dude. I would not be opposed to bringing him back as OC and again, honestly.
Bill O'Brien head coach?
No, Bill O'Brien gone.
What?
Get
what
him out of here. Dude, yeah.
Bill O'Brien's the offensive coordinator.
I'm out on Bill O'Brien. He's trying to weasel his way into the head coaching job, and I'm not about it. After this year, dude, I get the offense wasn't exactly elite by any means as far as personnel goes, but Matt Patricia did a better job with them. That's pretty alarming.
Things have been frustrating for a while, looking back.
It hasn't been that long. It's been like two seasons, but we're just spoiled as fuck. Like, the Cam year started off really fun, and then he got COVID, wasn't the same afterwards, couldn't throw, broken shoulder, whatever. I get it, but it started off pretty fun. And then not a lot of people were excited about Mac Jones, but like he had a solid rookie year, made the playoffs. Got destroyed, but made the playoffs. And then McDaniels leaves. The coaching staff's a mess. No offensive talent comes in. And past two seasons have been rough, especially this year, obviously. But pretty masterful tank job to get a top three pick and a draft of the top three players are right there for the taking. And now you just get one into your lap.
Big fucking take. We're not taking any of those guys top three. That pick's getting traded.
I don't think it's getting traded, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them take that tackle.
Oh, who is it?
I think he's Notre Dame, right?
Yes. Oh, no. The freak of nature.
No, Alt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen because it is a need as well. Like, they don't have a tackle. The offensive line sucks. But so does the quarterback, and so do the wide receivers, so...
I was going to say, how interesting would it be? I mean, I don't know. Do you think Marvin Harrison's going number one?
No.
No.
Think he's going two?
No.
Maybe.
I would be very surprised if they passed on Marvin Harrison and didn't trade for a quarterback that, you know, made sense.
I think the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams, even though I don't necessarily agree with it. I think they should trade out of that pick and just get a bunch of fucking draft capital. Because there are plenty of other teams that need a quarterback more than they do. And Washington, I think, is for sure going to take whichever quarterback doesn't go one between May and Williams.
Where does Michael Penix go?
Kind of late.
I would say, you know, it was a perfect team for my boy Michael Penix, a nice lefty runner.
Dolphins?
Sounds like an Atlanta guy, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think they're in a good spot to grab him, honestly.
Yes. I think so.
As the draft goes, all the concerns with Penix is, like, he's 24, which is pretty old, right? Coming out of the draft.
Brandon Whedon.
Not that old, but
I'm just saying.
He's had two knee surgeries too. Like, the injuries are kind of scary, but the arm talent is for sure there. There's no doubt about that.
Smart kid too.
I'm out on Jaden Daniels too. If you're taking him at three, personally, for kind of the same reasons, just because he's older. He's like the same age as Trevor
smaller
Lawrence.
Too. He's like Bryce Young 2.0 to me.
Isn't that crazy that Jaden Daniels was throwing touchdown passes to Brandon Ayuk in college?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Is that true?
Yes.
How's that possible?
Arizona State, I think it was his redshirt freshman year until 2019.
That's preposterous. I thought Ayuk's been in the fucking league for fucking years.
That's my point, dude. Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, these guys are like, if Trevor Lawrence was coming into the NFL now, like, that's their age.
Bo Nix, that I actually love that guy.
I like him too, but that's like a middle to late round.
He's going to be, yeah, like a fourth rounder. Like, fuck yeah, we got Bo Nix.
No, I think Bo Nix will still go in like the first or second round, but it's like.
You think so?
I do, because like he was a Heisman runner up. Like, he found something.
Bo Nix is older than you.
Dude, I know, but like, think about how many fucking terrible quarterbacks are in the league right now, guys. There are, what, maybe 10 teams that you're like, yeah, I want this guy and I wouldn't trade him. Maybe.
You know what pisses me the fuck off? Jake Fromm. He didn't get a shot in the pros.
He fucking sucks, dude.
Where? Why? This dude was on the Patriots practice squad, wasn't he? Where the fuck was that guy all season? Greer? No. Jake Fromm. Wasn't he on the Patriots practice squad?
No, that was Will Greer. This year,
if Jake Fromm was there, I would have fucking lost my mind. Oh,
not this year.
He's in the Commanders right now. Let's go. He's still hanging. All right.
Yeah, Jake Fromm's a dude. That's Max Hall for me.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a Max Hall type guy for sure.
Jake Fromm had a big old arm when he was in Georgia. Man, he was tossing that ball.
Ryan Mallett, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Oh, gone too soon.
Absolutely.
Truly.
There's a lot of guys that don't get real chances.
Dude, I bet you there are a lot of teams that would take a chance on Bo Nix.
Brief interruption from our regularly scheduled program to talk about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Pretty exciting time of year. You've got the NFL in full swing, college football, things are heating up, NHL just came back. Baseball, you've got the playoffs and the World Series just around the corner. And you've also got the NBA and college basketball just about to return as well. It doesn't get better than that, in my opinion. And what better way to celebrate and enjoy those games than by participating in some wagers with DraftKings Sportsbook. You can download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code SSBT to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. Again, code SSBT only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. A lot of great promos and sports boosts on a nearly daily basis. A lot of fun ones to sprinkle some action even on those Thursday night games, World Series plays, etc. So again, promo code SSBT for new customers, and please enjoy. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Please call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks.
Knicks right now.
Panthers.
The Panthers, I don't think will, just because they're so fucked.
That team needs to relocate.
They have good fans when they're good.
When they're good, bro, and half the stadium's full still.
They haven't been good in a while.
It's been since 2001, bro.
Dude, where would they go?
No, they had years. They had years there with
when
with Cant. They went to the Super Bowl.
When? With Cam. I don't even remember this.
They went 2012.
Oh, yeah, the MVP year. That's right.
He won MVP, and they were still good. Like Luke Kuechly, the best linebacker in the game.
Who the fuck did they play? I don't even remember that.
The Broncos,
They got fucking destroyed.
Oh,
the
safety right away, right?
Yeah,
the bad snap.
Von Miller just went crazy. By the way, dude, Von Miller. When this Von Miller, one of the biggest cliffs in NFL history. That
dude fuck off. That we already knew he had a cliff. He should have retired 2 years ago. It's like, God. When they gave him that contract, it was stupid.
Yeah, but do you blame him for taking that contract, dude?
No, got like of course not.
3 years, like $70 million guaranteed or something like that.
And it's not like a Tom Brady cliff with that dude. Motherfucker from ESPN or wherever he was.
No, dude, he has two tackles this year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did he not play?
$30 million for two tackles. Dude gets $15 million a tackle.
He was that's awesome. He eventually got like healthy scratch by the season's end though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Insane. Dude,
how about Chandler Jones? Just pouring out real quick. I've been following. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. Man, it's sad. Sad shit. I don't know why I'm talking about that. I just think of people that should have gotten paid. Like Chandler Jones, if he just stayed on the straight and narrow, man,
he got
been...
paid. He got one big deal.
He did get one deal, yeah.
Someone's got to help him out, though.
I think that is, like, that's just mental health, man. That you can't fight that.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, you either get help or, unfortunately, you're stuck there for a little bit, you know?
I wonder what Dante Hightower's
somber.
But... You know what I finally did the other day? Speaking of NFL... players that need mental health help.
Yes.
I blocked Antonio Brown on Twitter.
He had enough of his
I just couldn't take it anymore, dude.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
I don't remember which one it was, but I just couldn't take it. I have three accounts blocked on Twitter now, and he's one of them.
Ooh, who are the other two?
Dan Rappaport and and Foreplay Pod.
Wait, what? What the fuck? Why?
Oh, I can't stand them.
Really?
Oh,
Foreplay Pod?
I listen to Foreplay.
Oh man, I can't stand them.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
the Barstool. It's the Barstool Golf.
First of all, why are you blocking people?
I just don't want to see them.
Yeah, but you can just unfollow.
I don't follow.
And they still show up.
Yeah, on the For You tab now.
Damn.
That's the new Twitter for you. You see things you don't want to see.
Exactly.
I just don't know how to use Twitter. This is me being incompetent.
Well, they took the TikTok algorithm, right? Like, you have the people that you follow, and then you have the For You, which is, like, people that you follow, and all that shit, you know? And you know what? I had enough of seeing all of their everything. So I had to throw him the block button.
Fucking cracked. Yeah. All right, Ollie, fuck him.
Yep, short list. Hard to piss me off and annoy me that badly, but here we are.
You know what I find interesting, not to go off topic, but out of like three guys, I was like, oh yeah, like the whole Tyreek Hill thing, like he was going to be a porn star or whatever. You remember?
Yeah, that was something.
Out of the three guys, I was like, damn, Antonio Brown might actually be the guy that's crazy enough to like become a porn star. But you know what? Le'Veon Bell beat everybody to that.
He really did it. He really...
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I didn't click it, but
I thought about it.
He was like, free. All right, let's
see. Ooh, free. Yeah, free.
Is it free?
I don't know. I think it was free for a minute.
God damn, I gotta hop on that.
Just gotta see. Just gotta know.
Yeah, I wasn't looking, but
hey, good for him.
I just thought that was a take. Like, I just thought AB would be the first one out of Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown.
Running back contracts is now on OnlyFans.
Slinging sausage for money.
Do your thing. Speaking of running back contracts, dude, I've talked myself into wanting Saquon.
How much?
Money? I don't like a 2 year, like high, not a long commitment because he's a running back with knee issue, but like. Give me like a 2 year, $45 million deal.
Saquon's gonna be a Houston Texan.
That would be cool, dude. The Texans, fuck, dude. Honestly, I love seeing stories like that. DeMeco Ryans goes back to the team that he was. Was he on any of the Gary Kubiak teams? I think he was on like the second half of his career, right? But he went through some really bad Texans teams as well.
And he just now, is the Texans now.
In his first year as head coach, dude, takes him to the playoffs.
That's awesome.
I agree. Really awesome.
I have a dumb question. I had this thought the other day when I was watching that game. When a new head coach takes over in the NFL like that, who's never coached before, how does he come in with a whole new set of plays to, like, you know what I mean? Like,
have a staff to it. He brings the guys
so
guys with him.
When that happens, Steve, especially if it's a head coach, the coordinators usually don't get fired.
Okay.
And DeMeco Ryans was a positional guy, right, on defense, or was defensive coordinator at that point.
Mm.
So the plays will stay and they build off of what's there. Because truly, the coordinators have a scheme. The head coach has the philosophy and inserts what they want.
Okay.
So it's not like what you would think where, oh, everything's turned to shit. They have a base. They've been working on it all summer, all spring, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
So it's honestly not as detrimental as you think. If anything, it's just the charisma and like the locker room control and like how guys react. And that's like the biggest piece of it. Like, your scheme doesn't change unless it's like you're firing all three, or it, like teams that fire a coordinator, like, or two coordinators and keep their head coach. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Does it ever happen?
I don't think so. One second. No. Just to answer
one second, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, dude, it's whatever.
But yeah, how about this national championship?
Yeah, how about it? I got the under.
What's the line?
56.
Oof, actually, what is that?
It's gonna be 25,
26?
Yeah, around there.
Oof. I might hammer the over on that one, buddy. I like Michigan's defense. But
I just think they're gonna just control the clock.
I don't think they can. I feel like Washington is gonna run away with this fucking game because they're gonna play fast.
I'm no and that's the only expert.
That's the only thing that is like in their, you know, their path right now for them.
Damn,
because like even the story, like the coach, I was watching all the stuff before, and it's like, damn, like they got some good stories on there, man. This team is so connected.
Yeah,
like I don't see how they don't run away with this fucking game. If Michigan's defense can play physical and play up to speed with them, it'll be okay. But otherwise, I feel like this is going to be just like score once, score twice, score once, score twice, like just back and forth, and they're going to score 1,000 points.
Who do you have winning?
I have Washington running away.
I hope so. I hope so. Fuck Harbaugh, yeah. Man. I can't take it. And what are we doing here? I'm so sick of Harbaugh. I saw something the other day, too. It was like, oh, my God, Harbaugh might be the new head coach of the Patriots. Y'all got news? If that happens, your boy's fucking out of the NFL. I ain't watching the fucking NFL. I will pick up a new hobby. I'll pick up knitting. I swear to God. I will not watch. I don't give a fuck. I swear to God. You guys will be doing this podcast. I'm like, so, Steve, what's your take about the football? I'm like, I don't know. Don't know. Not doing for, I don't know. Don't fucking know anything, actually. I'll wipe my brain. I'll get a lobotomy. I'll forget all the championships. Don't care. That's how fucking mad that'd make me. I can't take it. That's what I can't take. I truly can't take that. That'll break me. You know what else is almost broke me right now? I'm dog washing for my sister, and this fucking dog took my sock and tried eating it. That's why I had to fucking mute myself. What are you thinking, fucker? What do you fucking think? You know? Imagine if you fucking swallowed that, I would have been fucking dead meat.
Yeah, I've been pretty blessed. My dog doesn't do that, but I know that's a pop kind of a popular thing is like socks and underwear. For some reason, dogs just want to fucking eat.
You get all this good food, you eat a fucking sock. Fuck
seriously,
you.
Dude. Sound like I feed you the same thing every single day, twice.
Your favorite meal of the day, fucking liver and fucking water. You know what's wrong with that? You'd be thinking lucky stars.
Sounds fucking great to me.
Nothing better than a little fucking lamb chop, you know, raw.
All right. Few minutes left. Let's air out our Red Sox grievances or anything else that you guys just need to get off your chest. Doesn't have to be Red Sox or sports related for that matter. Anything you guys just want to vent out here in the last few minutes in the new year.
Yeah, Josh, you heard me. I hope you're. Oh, you didn't?
I heard fuck something, but
yeah, I said fuck Giolito in the mouth.
Oh, what?
That dude's gonna be fucking trash in Boston. I'll say it 3,000 times if I need to.
You're
worst,
full
worst signing in Red Sox history. Please.
You think it's gonna be worse than Pablo?
No, I take it back. That was pretty bad.
Or Carl that Crawford.
Or Adrian Gonzalez, any of those guys.
That was a trade.
Oh, really? That whole deal was a trade?
Yes, they traded Anthony Rizzo.
Gross. Yeah, I want that one back.
They paid him, though. They gave him a contract, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like a sign and trade. They like extended him after.
Yeah, fuck that.
He was good, though.
He was okay. He was the best of everything.
He was the only reason they were able to salary dump, because the Dodgers were like, we're not taking this without Agons. Something.
Yeah. He could have stuck around. He could have actually been one of the better Red Sox first basemen of our time if they stuck around, too.
I agree.
He was still good with the Dodgers.
I have this weird feeling, though, that this team is somehow going to make the playoffs just because it's like not cowboy up, but I have this like horrible feeling. I don't want it to happen, right? We obviously want the Red Sox to be successful. Like everything they haven't done, I still feel like this might be the season where they pull something out of their ass.
Dude, something. Absolutely. Yeah. If they sign one more power guy, Soler, fucking Reese Hoskins, fucking somebody.
Blake Snell.
Please, God, please.
God,
give me Blake
Snell.
Snell.
You want Blake Snell? You hate Giolito? What the
fuck? Giolito is bad, Steve. I can't wait for it not to work.
I'm going to be popping
if
off.
I don't know if I've actively
Josh is on
against the guy.
Josh is on his Cushman stuff today.
Yeah, why are you hating on Giolito?
I don't know, bro. I don't know if I've actively hated a Red Sox signing like I do this one. Ever.
What's the problem? Like, you just don't like the
way he looks? Dude's a lifetime, like, four-plus guy with injury history that's been, like, okay, because I guess he comes back, like, quick.
Dude, he's been like, a fucking durable motherfucker.
Because he's on the White Sox, bro, and he played in a shit division.
Dude, he's been wanting an opportunity to step up. This is his chance.
Then he went to the Guardians, it's still the shit division. Bro, the dude doesn't know how to win.
He's going to find out.
I mean, whatever. I know he has like 20 win seasons and shit, but it's all like 4 ERA stuff. It seems super lucky to me. That's all I'm saying. From the outside, looking at all the stats, nothing is trending up. That's my problem. It's all trending down. All of it.
Yeah, well, his last year was really bad. But basically, what you're looking at is he's 29. It's like getting Rick Porcello all over again, you know? And this Red Sox season doesn't fucking matter, obviously. There's no expectation. We suck ass. We're definitely coming in within – the third is – like coming in third would be, like, amazing because we got the Orioles. They're going to run the show. Yankees are disgusting, sadly. Sad to say.
They're not, though.
Yeah, they're pretty solid, bro.
What have they done? They got Juan Soto this offseason. Obviously, that's a big help. But outside of that, dude, that lineup sucks.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Big take. I don't even think it's a big take. The top four is good. Outside of that, sucks.
Juan Soto is on the same exact team, Steve. Just think about that.
I do agree with you, Steve. Like, what are we fucking doing? It's been like 4 years. Can we compete now, please?
You wait. You motherfuckers wait.
We've been waiting.
I know, but just be a little bit more patient. And if I'm wrong, then I'll be even madder than you guys. I think there'll be one more trade. I think we're going to get Dylan Cease. Just shut the fuck up and watch.
He's probably a Dodger. Okay. Just accept that. He's probably a Dodger.
Just say everybody's a Dodger.
It's or Brave. Dude, he could be a Brave.
He could be a Brave.
Braves just know how to fucking shaft money from people, huh?
Yeah, the Braves just like
Chris Sale. They got Chris Sale for fucking cheap.
Well, it's in Chris Sale standard because he's a fucking heist master.
I don't know, dude. He might be a Cy Young candidate.
Oh my god. Okay, if how about this? Giolito will have a better season than Chris Sale.
Absolutely not. There's no way in fuck that happens. I'll put $100 on it right now, nope, and I'll shake your hand through the screen.
Nope, five. $5 alone.
All right, five. Maximum. Shake it. Shake it.
Shake it.
Interest of 2,000%. You're good.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
I'm very excited for this bet because Giolito's going to pop the fuck off. He's going to be the opening day starter. How about that one?
I can't wait on opening day when he lets off three fucking homers in the second inning.
Dude, does Giolito even get drafted in our league?
No.
You're goddamn ready, Will, by me.
I hope you take him in the first round so I can get somebody else.
I've had Giolito for like the last at least 5 years. Every year. Every year.
You're insane. All right. Good episode, boys. Josh, welcome back. We'll be back next week.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see what happens this week in sports, I guess, and anything else.
Oliver, hey, just want to say nice hair.
Thanks.
Coming in nicely.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Looking fresh. How long has it been since you cut?
A couple months, like before Thanksgiving.
Damn. Yes, looking fresh.
Yeah, yeah. No big deal.
Keep it up.